And then Ronaldo! Oh! What a goal by Cristiano Ronaldo!
Messi to the near post!
Messi to the net!
Mamma mia! Lionel!
Ronel Kiyoko now. Here's a Honduran. He'll whip it in back to the far post. Elise! Albert Feliz! La Pantanita! It's a Honduran connection!
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com. From the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome into Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. And tonight we roll on a big show for us here tonight. is the number to call in tonight. 713-780-3776. So we're going to have the Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan kindly in studio here tonight. He's going to handle some phone calls here. So you, the fans, have an opportunity to speak directly to the General Manager. So this is a nice thing we got going on here tonight. We do very much appreciate Matt coming in. We're going to bring him on here shortly after we set up tonight's show. A couple of things here. Houston Dynamo on the road tomorrow night against Atlanta United in Atlanta. Big crowd is always expected there. Dynamo trying to get it done on the road here after a 3-1 loss to LAFC. So a very important match. And I would say very important also for Atlanta United, who's got some real injury problems. We're going to talk about Atlanta United tonight with their analyst, Jason Longshore. They do have injury problems themselves. They have players out on suspension. So a number of differing things going on with Atlanta United. So it's a good opportunity, as always, on the road for the Houston Dynamo. Barco remains out for them. Florentin Pogba also out. So they have a number of injuries. We'll get into the road and potentially the psychology of what's going on with the Dynamo on the road with Matt Jordan. We will take your phone calls tonight at 713-780-3776. So look, the general manager has come in studio. Now it's your chance to talk to him. And, you know, we've asked the man to come here for 45 minutes, sit in a couple segments. Now you got to do your part by calling in with your questions if and when you have them. And I know you have them because we see them out there. A couple of other things. Bayern Munich, Real Madrid. I got tickets to give away here tonight at 713-780-3776. So if you want to go to this game, it's 55,000 tickets out already. This is going to be another iconic moment in Houston. You do want to be at this game, so get out for that. The next time the Dynamo are in home, less than 2 weeks, they'll take on the Seattle Sounders on a Sunday. Tonight, all the break music. Producer Andrew Carlson has been instructed that tonight, all break music, Rolling Stones. He probably doesn't even know who this band is. You don't, do you, Andrew?
I've got a faint idea, Glenn. Yeah. You've talked about them enough.
Okay, so it's on me. It's not the fact that they're 75 years old.
They might be a legendary band, but you've hyped them up plenty. I think if there's anyone who's certified to talk about them, it is you, Glenn.
No, I should be on their payroll. I've also invested quite a lot of my earnings over my lifetime in that band. So anyway, we will be doing Stones break music. We'll give you some information on some parties around the Real Madrid Bayern Munich game as well. There's a lot of things with Antoine Griezmann, Neymar, some things going on with Arsenal. El Trafico is Friday night ahead of the Dynamo game on Saturday in Toronto. All right, with that, we're going to welcome in Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan. Matt, thank you for coming in studio here tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, we'll take your calls again, 713-780-3776. All right, we're a little over the halfway point in Major League Soccer. How about just your assessment of where we are right now and kind of the run of form as of late? Maybe address the struggles on the road a little too.
Yeah, no, like obviously we had, you know, a historic start to the season, you know, the best start in club history, and you know, we came firing on all cylinders. You know, I think for us, you know, when really kind of the Gold Cup hit, that for us, you know, was a challenge, but it's the same challenge that every team in the league had to deal with. And, you know, every team is dealing with a congested schedule and call-ups. And, you know, and unfortunately, you know, we haven't performed to our fullest potential during that time period. You know, we're optimistic that we will turn it around. But, you know, that's really the reality of it, is that, you know, I think, you know, the last, you know, really 3-4 weeks have been challenging for us.
Now, no question, you're going to have to win games on the road this year, though, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, look, you can't.
You're going to get in the playoffs.
I think it's very important. You know, you gotta grind out some results on the road. You know, it's an important part of this, you know, especially to qualify for the playoffs. That's our goal, to get into the playoffs and compete for a championship. I mean, that's our objective. But you know, we do need to get on the road and continue to get more results on the road.
All right, so I don't want this to be about me tonight, Dynamo fans, and asking the questions. I want it to be about you. So let's start with the phone calls tonight, 713-780-3776. Again, a big thank you to Matt Jordan for coming in studio. Let's go to Tyler. Tyler, you're up first with the general manager, Matt Jordan.
Hi, can you hear me, Glenn?
Yes, Matt Jordan's here as well.
Hi, I'm a former season ticket holder here. I live in San Diego now. Every time I watch on the MLS Live, it pains me so much to not see people in the seats. And with Mexico coming into town, you see the attraction that the Mexican national team gets. So my question is, why haven't we gone after a big-name player that will bring the people back into the seats? And if you had that big-name player that you would go after exactly, like, who would that be?
Hey, Tyler, how are you? Thanks for your call. You know, listen, I think what's really important, you know, is we're very open, you know, and we have had discussions with, you know, quote unquote, big name players. Having been at this a long time, you know, what constitutes a big name player? You know, I think the league, in my opinion, has evolved so much, in particular since I came into it from the beginning as a player, where, you know, it was a league where, you know, your stars were kind of coming, they were kind of aging and past their prime. And so, you know, for us, it's about getting the right players. And I truly believe, you know, through my experiences that, you know, you have stars that, you know, that grow within the league. And, you know, we've seen that with our team, with Albert Elise, with Mauro Minotas, you know, from my time in Montreal, we saw that with Ignacio Piatti. You know, these weren't, you know, quote unquote, big name stars, but they became big name stars. So, you know, we look at all of it. We look at, you know, making our own stars. We look at, you know, some players that have, you know, been on the biggest stages and, you know, maybe are a bit older, but for us, it's just analyzing what's the right fit. And that's an important part of the process for us.
Tyler?
Fair enough. I mean,
define what your big name player is. I mean, give us a little more criteria. What is that? Is that, tell us.
A big name player for someone like me, you know, I'm a diehard U.S. fan, but I would love nothing more to have someone like an Andres Guardado filling up the stands at BBVA, because I know that he's an established Mexican national team player. People will come out and see because of his established role playing overseas, and that just fits the atmosphere of Houston. I think that's a reasonable and realistic suggestion to have on the Houston Dynamo.
No, listen, he's an outstanding player. There's no doubt about it. I thought that, you know, I really think that was a very thoughtful answer as well, you know, because it's like, you know, I think, and obviously you have a strong knowledge of the game. You know, a lot of fans will say, yeah, you know, you bring a big name, you know, a Messi or Ronaldo, you know, and that's not always, you know, realistic in the world of soccer. But, you know, look, those are the type of profiles we do continue to look at, along with, you know, making our own stars as well, which I think, you know, we've done a good job of with the two players I mentioned, you know, who are stars in the city of Houston now. And you know, so I, you know, I really appreciate, you know, you reaching out and I, you know, I appreciate your support of the Dynamo.
Yeah, thank you for answering.
Tyler, thank you very much. Let's keep it going. 713-780-3776 to get into the queue to talk to Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan. Chris, you have a question. Chris.
Yeah, hi. I was just wondering if you could comment on the developmental system that y'all are working on, you know, through the club and promoting the youth ranks. I know FC Dallas has gotten a lot of hype for promoting some pretty high-profile guys that have now gone on to Europe. And if you could just comment on what the investment is in that, what the process is, and just kind of explain it to the fans on what y'all are doing to, like you said, you know, bring up those homegrown talents.
Absolutely. Chris, you know, thank you very much for your call. You know, we've, and thankfully with the support of our ownership group, you know, over the last really 18 months, you know, have made significant investments in the academy. We hired a new academy director in Paul Holliker. We brought on what I believe are some of the brightest young coaches in the United States. You know, we've really worked very hard to strengthen our partnerships and our strategic alliances here within the city of Houston, which I believe has really been a downfall of ours in the past, and trying to work with everybody. And for us, you know, obviously right now on the first team, you know, our homegrown players are Memo Rodriguez, Tyler Derrick, Eric McHugh, Michael Nelson's is Houston born as well. You know, we have a handful of our academy guys that have come up through the 19s playing for our USL team. So I'm very optimistic about the future of the academy. I think FC Dallas has done a great job. And that's a market I know really well, from spending a lot of time there. But I will say that, you know, I think that we've really, really made great strides in the last 12 to 18 months. And I'm very confident that as a part of our strategic plan, you're going to see more and more players from Houston coming up through the pipeline.
Any follow up, Chris?
Yeah. And I mean, do you think that's something in U.S. soccer in general? I mean, these academy systems, including y'all's and FC Dallas and the others, are in their infancy compared to some of the others in Europe. Do you see that as being the fuel that, you know, runs the engine of U.S. soccer going forward?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that is there's such an increased emphasis at the league level in this space. And you're seeing, you're seeing it more and more, you know, where, you know, young players are coming up through the ranks. And I think it's going to be absolutely an increased emphasis, you know, coming in the coming years for MLS clubs. And I think you're going to see a huge evolution in that space as well, in conjunction with U.S. soccer in the next, you know, 12 to 24 months. That's going to really set the stage for the national team programs and the full national team for years to come. So I think it's vitally important for our future.
Chris, thank you very much for the phone call. Let's move it on. Jose, what do you have to say, Jose? Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan in studio.
Hey, what's going on, man? I'm a season ticket holder, and I'm a huge fan, and also a big fan of Mexican League Cruz Azul. And I heard there was talks of Cruz Azul acquiring Mauro Manotas. I just want to know how true that was, and did they ever reach out to y'all?
Jose, first of all, thank you very much for your call, and we really appreciate your support, and thank you for being a season ticket holder, and thank you for your question. Yeah, look, I mean, we're getting a lot of interest in a lot of our young and talented players. You know, obviously the two players that everyone talks about is Mauro Manotas and Albert Elise. You know, there's also a handful of other really talented young players that we get inquiries about from abroad. The Mexican League is a league that follows our team. You know, a lot of the teams in the Mexican League follow our teams very closely. And yeah, Cruz Azul, you know, did express interest in Mauro. You know, it's very normal. You know, we get interest for a lot of our players, and we're open to have these discussions with these clubs. But it's like anything; it has to make sense. You know, for the player, it has to make sense for the club. It has to make sense for the team. You know, there's a lot of variables that come into play. But for sure, you know, it's, I think I look at it as a really positive thing, you know, that we're getting these interests for our guys. And you know, I think that bodes well for us.
Yeah. It shows that we're developing our talent. I think it's, what I follow Cruz Azul, and they say that it's, a lot of it's kind of just died down because we maybe asked for too much for him. But I'd rather have Mauro stay in Dynamo and see where this goes for him, because he's getting better every season. So I thank you for the time.
No, Jose, thank you so much.
Great stuff, Jose. Thank you very much. So let me just tag before we get to John. John, you're up next. Again, the number to call to talk to the Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan, 713-780-3776. Manotas, Elise, obviously, rumors swirling around them all the time. Clubs being mentioned, Celtic, Fenerbahce, Cruz Azul. Is there a price that if it's met, I mean, the Dynamo have a price for these guys. If you were to lose one of them this summer in the transfer window, is that a statement to your fans that, you know, you're trying to build something? If we're going to let Morrow go now at this point after signing him to a new contract, or Albert Elise at this point, what does that tell the fan base?
I think it's really how you interpret it. You know, the one thing I can say is it's a delicate balance. It's not easy. I mean, I think the big challenge that we as a league face is, you know, our season doesn't necessarily line up with most leagues throughout the world. You know, so that presents, you know, a different set of challenges. You know, I think that it depends on the fan. You know, really, it depends on the fan. I think there's one fan who's entitled to their opinion saying, you know what, you know, there's no way they could sell, you know, our best players. You know, this is the most important, you know, this is an important season. Yeah. And I think there's other fans that will say, you know what, this is world soccer, and this is the international market, and it shows that the club's doing a good job developing players. So I can't really speak, you know, I'm respectful of everyone's opinion, you know, and everyone's
entitled
to their
opinion. But I
mean,
I would just say you've taken steps forward, right? You've built this wonderful attack. Why do we want to pull that apart now as we're trying to add to these other areas of the field to progress so that we can eventually be, you know, a Western Conference team fighting for 1, 2, or 3 every year?
Well, look, well, now you know why I don't sleep at night. Because, look, the reality is, no one wants to keep the group together, keep the band together more than me. You know, but the reality is that, you know, it's you're always balancing, you know, interests, and, you know, there's so many variables. You know, but look, do I want to keep the team together? Absolutely, but, you know, there's just so many factors you have to take into consideration.
Understood. All right, let's go to James. James, you got a question for Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan. Go for it, James.
Yeah, I was just curious what the Dynamo is planning on doing with El Batallon and the recent attack, or suspected attack. Every person I talk to that's a big Dynamo fan, they seem to have a story about El Batallon and some kind of aggression. So just curious what the idea is moving forward.
To be fair, I don't have knowledge of the situation you're referring to. You know, I apologize. I'm just not familiar with what you're referring to.
Yeah.
With LAF.
Yeah, James. I think. Right. Go ahead. You go, James.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I was like, there was a video put up line on LAFC fans getting attacked because they went by El Batallon's bar. And there was a statement put out, but I didn't know what the club was planning on doing.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm not up to speed with that situation, so it wouldn't be fair for me to comment on it.
No worries. Okay. Thank you very much, though.
Thank you for your time, and thank you for your support.
All right. That's James. Let's go to John. John.
Hey, Matt. Thanks, and Glenn. Thank you for taking my call. Matt, I had a quick question for you about the USL team, pigging back off of one of the earlier callers about the player development. One of the things, two of the most successful clubs, just like you mentioned, FC Dallas, one of them in Red Bull New York, and one of the things that's really helped them is having a local USL affiliate. And I know we've got the affiliate in the Rio Grande Valley, but has there been any talk about maybe a USL League One or USL Championship side moving it locally so that especially the teenagers and, you know, local kids, you know, can maybe even get minutes training with the first team and still get minutes on Saturday playing for the USL team and be the first team coach being able to watch them play in training. I think has been really helpful at Red Bull New York and to FC Dallas. Is that something that you guys have talked about or looked at in the future?
Well, John, thanks for your call. You know, yeah, we have. You know, one thing I can tell you, you know, we have our USL players, our academy players, our U23 players in and out with the first team all the time. You know, if with the Open Cup, you know, we brought up several of our USL players. You'll see some of our a couple of our USL players come up for our League's Cup game as well. So there's a lot of vertical integration between our first team and our USL team. You know, you're looking at obviously, you know, a 4.5-hour drive away, 45-minute flight. So it's of course it's more ideal to have it right, you know, next to the first team field. But we're very proud of our partnership in the Valley, And our USL team, it's been a really important part of our strategic plan, and it's been very positive. You know, I look at, last week, Eric McHugh, our homegrown player, had an outstanding game against Tacoma. You know, we had Memo Rodriguez, we had getting on a rehab assignment. You know, we've brought up, Kyle Adams and Carlos Small that have gone up. Right now, I have Nico Lemoy, and we have Nico Lemoy down from our academy, Zach Jackson from our academy, Viveros from our U23 team. So it's an incredibly important space that we're very committed to, but we're always looking to improve, and so I appreciate your points.
Okay, thank you very much for that phone call. Okay, Jonathan, Corey, Renee, Sean, hang in there. We're going to get to you guys. We're going to take a quick break here. All the break music tonight here, Rolling Stones. And one for you to contemplate in commercial break, Matt. And this comes from Nigel. He says, supporters would like a town hall setting to speak to the owner, not a phone-in. Can this be scheduled before season tickets renewal deadline? And I would imagine they would love to have you there to talk to the player side of it as well. So contemplate that. We'll get your thoughts quickly on that when we come back, and then we'll take more phone calls here. Nice effort here from Dynamo fans. 713-780-3776. Again, this show is brought to you by John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. They'll work 24/7 for you nights and weekends. John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, the presenting sponsor of Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. We'll take a break.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Glenn Davis.
That was an Algerian commentator after Riyad Mahrez's goal, game winner over Nigeria. They're going to play in the final. It's Algeria and Senegal. Sadio Mane of Senegal. So it's a great African Cup of Nations final for those who have been following that. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. Let's keep the phone calls going. Let's go to Corey. Corey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Glenn. So let me preface this by saying I would love to continue taking my infant child to Dynamo games until he's 18 years old. But why should I renew my season tickets when, secondly, you've done a pretty good job of putting together a good starting 11 minus one or two players. But when the club is asking me to move my season tickets next season, when season ticket holders don't get any of the nice perks or benefits that, you know, y'all offer on special occasions, why should I renew my tickets next season? And when is there going to be some pressure on the manager when we lose virtually every game in the last 10 minutes? I mean, that has to start with him. Thank you.
Hey, Corey, how are you? Thank you very much for your call. I really appreciate it. And thank you for your support of the club. Look, the only thing I can tell you is as a club, you know, we are committed to continually getting, better, on the field, in the front office and in everything we do. Look, I sincerely, hope that you will continue with bringing your family to the stadium. For us, all I think I can tell you is I can only speak in my area that I'm responsible for the technical side of the club. Is every day, I go to bed at night and I wake up in the morning and the only thing I think about is how to help us win games and to help put an exciting product on the field for you and for the rest of the season ticket holders. And there's going to be wins, there's going to be losses, there's going to be ties, but I can assure you, and I give you my word that I'm 100% committed to doing that. I think why you should continue, because listen, I think we've built a good team. We're in a difficult moment. We just got to keep, rolling up our sleeves and getting out of it and digging ourselves out of the last 3-4 weeks. But I do believe we have a good team. I think the additions have been very good with Struna and Vera, Bizama. You will like Bizama. It's a good player that can play a few different positions. And I think, we've got one of the most dynamic and exciting attacks in Major League Soccer. So, those are the reasons that I can give you for the area that I'm responsible for, of why I think you should keep coming out to the games.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for your time.
All right, Corey. And by the way, the question going to break, would you do a town hall with people there that could ask questions? And do you think ownership would be willing to do that too?
Yeah, I can. Again, I can't, in this moment, I can't speak for ownership, but I can, I have no problem, being in any setting, and fielding questions about the team for the fans, whether it be in a town hall meeting or wherever that may be. I'm available. I'm at the stadium. Listen, you don't see me in a suite, at the stadium watching games and, and closed off. I'm out, and I have fans come up and talk to me all the time about the team. And I do my best to be available to answer questions.
Yeah, I think that'd be healthy. That was Nigel who suggested that. And if ownership could be there as well, that would be a healthy exchange, I would think. And you sound very willing to do it. All right, let's go to Renee. Renee, you're with Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan.
Hey, Glenn. Hey, Mr. Jordan. I've got a question. I've always wondered about this and, new ownership the last couple of years. What is our exact scouting system? I mean, I honestly have been a season ticket holder since December 2005, and, we're in MLS 3.0, some can argue 4.0. Hey, I'll give you credit, Mr. Jordan. I mean, the Struna signings, you go with Minotas, you Kyoto, Elise. I mean, these, you've nailed it. Some didn't, but you nailed it there. But can you talk about the scouting? Do we have guys that are full-time scouts overseas, Central America? Do we have guys that are on contract status? Do we have an intern watching YouTube highlights of Viking leagues? I mean, what do we got going on?
Absolutely, Renee. Well, first of all, I really appreciate your question, and we appreciate your support. Look, I'm a big believer with player recruitment and process. I look at this as there's three kind of key areas that you really have to focus on as a part of the process. There's basically having your positional profiles that are established within your team that the staff agrees upon. There's a process of fitting those into your desired formation, working with the coach, and the technical staff. And then really what becomes really important is you need to travel, you need to meet the player live, you need to watch them live, you need to meet with them. So, and then I think a third part of that is also, we use a data analysis part of it as well. And you can never make all your decisions based on data and analytics or just watching and meeting the player live or just your positional profiles. It's all of it. It's all of it. But what's really important to mitigate risk is to have a process involved, a very detailed process, which we do have. You're never going to get it right all the time, but I think we've done a very favorable job. To answer your question about scouts, we do have a scout in Europe that is paid by us. We have a scout in South America that's paid by us. So really, and I also have a full-time scout and analyst here that is in Houston working with us in our recruitment department here in Houston. So really, I have one guy here with us. We have one guy in Europe. We have one guy in South America. So, what we do is we go through the annual scouting calendar. We prioritize what events we need to hit. Usually, generally speaking, I only travel when we get to the point myself or Wilmer or both of us together. A lot of times we'll travel together in the off season. We only really travel when you're getting to that final that go through the process of going from 100 to 10 to 5 or 3 to 5. And that's the moment when we travel to make those final decisions. So I hope I answered your question there, Renee, but you know, I don't know if you have any follow-up questions.
No, that's exactly what I was looking for. I mean, honestly, I didn't know if you guys had, you know, an intern running it or if it was waiting for somebody's agent to reach out and go, hey, I have a guy here who wants to play in MLS, or if you guys are always having eyeballs and going, hey, this is we need a left back. We need a right back. Okay, well, we got a guy in South America or something like that.
Yeah.
So
no, it's a fair question.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a fair question. And I think, you know, really what it is, hey, you know, here's a profile. You know, we use our regional contacts. We really establish regional contacts. And what I really focus on is having kind of like one key contact in each country. And, you know, and a lot of times, you know, we go after the player. It's not that the player is presented to us by the agent. You know, Bizama is a prime example. We went after Bizama. And we approach the club through our process. You know, now there's times where a player is presented to us as well, but more often than not, we utilize those regional contacts in each country. And you know, there's a lot of times, and many of our players, we've identified them and we've gone after them when they're, you know, maybe not for sale. And so then that's when, you know, the grinding, you know, starts to take place for the negotiation.
Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan in the studio, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. So for the benefit of the fans again, remind of the three buckets, right? It's young South American players. This is what you mentioned on the show before.
Yeah, I mean, really, you know, our key focus, you know, and I think it's, you know, we believe it's important to have a focus as part of our strategic plan, you know, especially in player recruitment and the makeup of our rosters. You know, really, you know, we focus on three key areas: American players in their prime, players from our system, which is our academy or our within our technical structure, our USL team, and then young foreign / Central South American talent that has upside, that has room to develop and grow, and also increase their resale value to you know, obviously to be able to move them on.
So to the earlier caller's question, Andreas Guardado wouldn't fit in any of those three baskets, would he?
No, you know what? That's a fair question. That's a fair question. I think it's like anything, you know, you need to have these three, you know, guiding buckets, if you want to say, right? But, you know, you also have to be flexible in the process. You know, you have to be flexible in the process. But I do think that it's important to get players in their prime. You know, I mean, I know, look, you've been at this a long time. I mean, I've been at this a long time too. The fans are too smart. They know the game too well. The MLS has evolved way too much. Is if you bring a name, but they don't deliver on the field, the fans are too smart. They're going to know in 2 to 3 games. And it's not going to have the positive effect you think it will. And I'm not saying Guardado's a great player. I'm not, you know, who wouldn't want him in your team? You know what I'm saying? So we wouldn't close ourselves off to that at all. But I do believe it's important to have those three, you know, those three areas of focus and emphasis.
All right, let's keep the phone calls coming. 713-780-3776. Sean has a question about transfer window. Sean?
Hey, Glenn.
Hi, Sean.
Thanks for everything you do for Houston Soccer. And Matt, thanks for joining the program. Season ticket holder. So, yeah, I think this is kind of following up on your buckets, but just wanted to see if you could give a little insight into the team strategy for the secondary transfer window here. Will we see additional activity on top of Bizama and kind of your key focus areas for improving the team?
Absolutely. Sean, first of all, thank you very much for your call, and you know, we really appreciate your support, and thank you for being a season ticket holder. I think, you know, really you're really planning for you're really always planning one window in advance. So really a lot of our preparation started, you know, around January, you know, started training camp for this transfer window. And we identified, you know, that we really wanted to add, you know, a position and a player with the profile of Jose Bizama, player that, you know, is, you know, can play, you know, a variety of positions, you know, can play centrally, can play at right back, can also play as defensive midfielder. But I think what you see there as well is that it's a lot. I believe that a key part of a transfer window strategy is lining up profiles that are kind of on their way up in their career, you know. And so really we identified Jose, you know, quite some time ago, and Jose is, you know, just getting in with the Chilean national team. And it's like, you know, look, it's like anything, if he all of a sudden becomes a day in day out starter, you know, what happens? The price goes up. You know, it becomes more complicated to add him. So really the timing is you want to get the player right when they're, you know, just about to really, you know, get into that next, you know, get into the national team or get into those setups. And so for us, I think that's an important part of it. And you're always, you know, planning one transfer window ahead. So we believe he's a great addition. You know, we are actively looking to continue to improve the roster, but at the same time, we feel good about the team. You know, we feel good about the team. And I think it's, you know, I think we've been underperforming lately and, you know, for a variety of reasons. And, you know, and we also take responsibility that we can perform better, but at the same time, you know, we feel good about our group. Adding Jose was a good addition, but we're still looking at a couple more pieces, that can help improve the team.
Okay, Sean, thank you. We appreciate that. So I just want to do a follow-up to that because there is concern about the consistency of problems on the road. And these have carried over year after year.
Yeah.
The road record is not good. You are going to have to win on the road. Well, I'm trying not to sit here like I'm telling you, Matt, excuse me. But it makes sense to me, in my humble opinion. You're going to have to win on the road to get in the playoffs this year. And this was the same time last year the team kind of nosedived in a big way. July was a rough month, and it was after some very, very good play, just like this.
Yeah.
Is this a concern? Is this psychological? What is this that we can't get over the hump on the road?
I think that...
And do you talk to Wilmer about
yeah,
this?
Yeah, no,
do you guys
listen,
sit
we,
and have conversations
no, we,
about
we talk
what
every
is it going to take to start winning on the road?
You know, we talk every day. And, you know, we talk every day. And, you know, and again, we... you know, I think at the start of the season, we performed quite well on the road, and the results didn't match our play in that game. I do, you know, I think, you know, we had a really good road win in Colorado, you know, performed well in LA, you know, and you know, I think Cincinnati, we didn't perform well. But I do think that, to your point, you know, that will be important for us to get some points on the road, you know, to qualify for the playoffs. And so it's something that, you know, I know the staff is working very hard to continue to address and to improve on.
Okay, we'll take a break. Are you okay for one more
Absolutely.
Second?
Let's
we'll
do
get
it.
Out of here. This yep. has been great with everybody. Jonathan, Ryan, Jose, stay with us right now, by the way. Sixth caller right now, you got a pair of tickets. FC Bayern against Real Madrid. Sixth caller at 713-780-3776. We're taking a John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm break.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Even Andrew Carlson likes Sympathy for the Devil, right? It was
good.
A great version. Great version last night. I'll show you. I taped some of it. All right, quickly here. Welcome Bayern Munich party to Texas Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. at the Post Oak Hotel. 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. Pre-party for Peña Madristas in Houston. That's at Hugh O'Connor, 7620 Katy Freeway. That's Friday. 7 p.m. to 12 a.m., the Madristas again over at King's Court is the Peña, Houston Peña. Saturday, 2 to 5 p.m., Bayern pregame Prost in Houston. And that's at Little Woodrow's in Midtown. And at 3:30 p.m., I believe there, Giovanni Elber and Lothar Matthäus, the legendary Lothar Matthäus there. So, look, callers, we're going to get to you. You have to go quickly here because we have limited minutes. I'm trying to get everybody on. Jonathan, start. Go.
Hey, Glenn. Hi, Matt. How are y'all tonight? My question was just about the tryouts that you guys have. I know it's not directly under y'all, but It's just that most of the times it's a two-day, $300 grab. Basically, go 2 days guaranteed. Rest after that, you know, they hardly even call you back. I got invited to keep practicing for a couple more days after that. Lost contact with me. In Mexico, I was playing with a club back left from Guadalajara. I'm sure you heard of him.
Of course.
Got to play with him for a couple of weeks. Had to come back for a family issue. But I was just wondering how you guys can develop something like that for our club in Houston. How do we know we're not another, you know, future Barcelona prospects and all that?
Well, Jonathan, thanks for your call. I really appreciate it. You know, we do have, you know, several different programs, you know, that are for tryouts. I the only thing I can tell you is it's you know, we're always looking to continue to evolve it and continue to in refine it. You know, whether it be with the academy or our youth club affiliate in town. You know, but the only thing I can say is just, you know, keep, you know, being a former player, just keep driving towards your aspirations, you know, in the game, you know, and I really wish you the best.
Jonathan, thank you very much. Let's go to Ryan. Ryan, you're on the air. Ryan, are you there?
Hey, sorry.
Ah, there you go. There you go.
Here I am. Hey, Matt, how's it going?
Hey Ryan.
Hey. So, Matt, earlier in the session, you were saying that we're a really talented team, and I completely agree with that, but that we're just underperforming right now. When do you as a GM start looking at the coaching and how that affects it and ways that we can improve it on that end?
Well, look, I think, you know, well, Ryan, thank you very much for your call. I know how hard, you know, we as a technical staff are working, and I think, you know, we and I know the coaching staff are continuing to, and the technical staff are looking every day to improve. I mean, it's you know, it's every day, you know, what tweaks, you know, the coaches are, hey, what tweaks can we make? You know, how can we, you know, improve here and improve there? And so it's something where, you know, it's a constant dialogue and, you know, where you're constantly working through these situations. And, so those discussions happen quite often. And the coaching staff has, you know, staff meetings, you know, twice a day to also go through this. And so, you know, it's just, you know, you got to keep grinding and working through tough situations, and that's really where we're at.
When do you get to the spot as a GM where you start questioning whether an upgrade needs to be made?
I mean, look, at the end of the day, you know, what's most important is you know, you support, you know, my role is to continue to support as much as possible, you know, each of the departments that I oversee, you know, and that's my focus. So, you know, I I'm very committed to that on a day-to-day basis. And I know the guys are working very hard to continue to refine things and improve. And so that's something I can assure you, Ryan, but, you know, thank you so much for reaching out.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Ryan. A quick one here. One of our Dynamo fans on Twitter said, is there ever a possibility of doing an agreement like FC Dallas has done with Bayern Munich with a singular club?
We're approached all the time. I think what I've seen a lot about those affiliates over the years is it's nice in a press release. It's nice to, you know, put on paper and this and that, but is there true substance to it? You know, we're always evaluating, you know, different partnerships, and similar to that. But it has to be genuine. You know, that's the key. And it may look nice, and I think they've done a good job with their program there, but you know, we're continuing to look at that.
All right, Matt, listen, I think this was a success. You're always...
You want one more or no?
Well, no, we got to go to break. I got a hard break here. And okay. For those who are still on the line, we apologize. Hopefully, we're going to do this again. I mean, you're open to come in here every week if you want to give an update.
All right, well,
I mean,
I'm
not saying
it.
You got to stay for an hour, but if you want to call in, that's something that's on your plate anytime you want.
Well, we may have to do it remotely at times.
No, we can do it via phone.
From different parts of the world. That's the challenge in different time zones.
Hey, we can take international calls.
Okay.
No one.
Thank
all right,
you.
Matt, thank you so much for coming
thank
in
you.
Tonight. Great job.
Thank
and
you.
We appreciate all the fans that called in here as well. Again, coming up in the second hour, we've got a couple of great interviews. Jason Longshore, Atlanta United analyst, setting up Nice long interview there. The Dynamo and Atlanta United tomorrow. That's on the Cube tomorrow night. Then we'll have Lothar Matthäus, the German international, former Bayern Munich star, as well on the show. And from Lone Star Sports and Entertainment, David Fletcher. We'll take a John Daspit, Daspit Law Firm break right now.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city.
Attention.